closer.
So you're going to be on the Wilder ride?
I am, eventually. Unless they decide not to air that episode. It'll be the lost episode.
Why would they not? Would you be terrible?
I threw you guys under the bus.
Well, that's okay.
What did you say about us, Jeff?
You'll have to listen to find out.
See, that's his tease. That's his tease.
You sack of crap.
I will say this, though. All Radio Labyrinth listeners need to go into the Wilder ride Facebook group
on Monday
and force Walt to watch Waterworld.
He's never seen Waterworld.
He's seen it, but he hates it. And he's gonna put it in the poll this week because he usually puts three terrible movies up. And if the listeners choose which terrible movie he watches.
Waterworld isn't a bad movie. I don't know why people hate it so much. It's not great, but it's not terrible.
It's like his most hated movie. So I suggest that we all go and vote for him to have to watch it.
What's that movie with Ewan McGregor that we all went and saw and hated?
Eye of the Beholder.
That's it. That was the worst movie I've ever
seen. That movie was terrible. Remember the movie broke halfway through and everybody applauded?
Yeah. Everybody clapped. We saw that Sandy Springs Theater, right?
Yeah.
Eye of the Beholder.
It was god awful. I saw Eyes Wide Shut there when it opened, opening weekend, and there was nobody there. It was me and a date. And then in the back was a bunch of kids who looked like they were just wandered in and they were huffing.
They were huffing. Yeah, when did you watch Eyes Wide Shut? 1984?
No. When it came out, they had little paper bags and you could hear.
What was that, like 97, 96?
99.
Yeah.
I believe, given on who I went with, I have a somewhat good memory. Oh, hi, everybody. I'm back.
Yay! The band leader.
Yeah, the leader of the band is tired because his kid is crying. You just missed him. By the way, before we started recording, Caitlin brought Gil in, and we're going to have to wait until next week, I think, to have him make an appearance. You'll more than likely will hear him sometime during this recording, but I'm glad to be back. You guys did an amazing job while I was out, so congratulations. To you guys.
Thank you, Tim.
Yes, a lot of people were very complimentary of you, y'all. And I really enjoyed Steph's one-on-one interview with the Vato.
Thank you. I think his people enjoyed it far more than our people.
What do you mean, you people?
Mm-hmm. I don't mean like his racially people. I meant like his lowrider people.
The car culture people.
The lowrider people, they roll into it. And the dude that won the car that they were giving away that he was talking about. He was just some goofball from Tennessee.
The person exactly that you guys were talking about that was might be afraid to go there. Everything turned out exactly like you guys talked about.
That's awesome. Speaking of one-on-one interviews, we're going to try to create content every week. It's different from the show. And I think Steph really kicked it off well. We had an interview drop this prior to this show. Radio Labyrinth presents interviews. And it's with Matt Metzger, who is the creator, the brains behind the campaign, which is a web series we've been talking to Josh Warren about for quite a while. And they're really getting it going. They're really underway. It was a fun interview to do. I love the fact that it's based kind of off of Dungeons and Dragons a little bit. And these are younger than Gen X, and they still have a love for the game and a love for that. And I've watched the first couple episodes and really enjoy it. So I think they've done a good job. And also the people at Sketchworks who helped write it. We've had those guys on the show. So check it out. It was a fun interview, and I'd love to have him back on with all of us once the show drops.
Brian Silverbacks is going to be in it too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So it's cool. Really a Radio Labyrinth collaborative effort, even though none of us are in it.
You were supposed to be in it, I think, but then the whole pandemic happened. And you...
Well, I didn't want to like go, hey, you're going to put me in it. So I kind of said to Matt during the interview, I go, yeah, I did that. The script. He goes, yeah, you did it. Yeah. I remember that. And that was it. I didn't want to go any further than that. You know what I mean, I didn't want to be like, hey, you forgot about it. Did I do a really bad Josh Warren impression? And he texted me and said, you got to work on your job. that's mostly what I do. I just go, you got to work on that. So if you want to find out more about the campaign and Sketchworks and everybody, Action Show Studios, just go to thecampaign.show. What a great, URL, .show, or just, you know, find them on social media. It's The Campaign Show, so you can find it. So thanks again to Matt Metzger. That's available on the YouTube page, also available in the RSS feed. Also, there'll be a new episode of Mike TV coming out soon. It's probably already come out since this is everything's different. But I haven't been on. I want to talk.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, buddy.
Thank you. I miss you guys.
How have you been filling your time?
I've been watching. Listen, I saw Jeff's snarky comment. Jeff, I love the way Jeff does this. Because, okay, it's not like I just discovered this show that's a secret that no one's ever watched. And it's called Alone. And it's on, what is it on? It's on History. Mm-hmm. And I think one of our listeners and guests, Beth Van Elswick, Hemp Huntress, had posted, I love this show Alone. And Jeff's like, that show's been around as long as Radio Labyrinth. And I've been telling people about it. Tim just started watching. I'm like, ah. But it's true, Jeff, you are on top of the shows, and that show is great. I don't know why I never watched it, but
I've been talking about it since literally
I know the
first few episodes of Radio Labyrinth.
I remember now, and I really dig it. It's funny that only one season, I'm almost done with season 5, which is redemption season. And, you know, if you're used to reality competition shows, redemption's when people who lost come back and give it another shot. But all the people, except for the first season, the one person in the first season I wanted to win won. I like that guy. He was from Blairsville, Georgia. Yeah, I really wanted him to win. And then for a couple seasons, he did the narration. Yeah. What?
He did the narration. But then
he's gone now. So.
Yeah, well, they stopped having the narrator pretty much.
Yeah,
They do everything that the narrator would have done with basically on-screen graphics.
Yeah, on-screen graphics. And I think that by the fourth season, they really tightened up the show and they cut out a lot of extraneous stuff. But the show is basically they take people and drop them off in remote locations. So the first two seasons were in Vancouver Island, which is out in British Columbia. And then the third season was in Patagonia, which is on the border between Chile and Argentina. And what was the fourth season?
That's not just a brand of clothing. I didn't know it was a real place.
I thought it was clothing. I didn't know that it was a real place. I should know that, but I don't. Didn't. And then the fourth season, they go back to Vancouver. And now the fifth season, the redemption there in Mongolia, which aside from the pit vipers, looks like a fun place to go. But there are nasty snakes. And I don't know where they go after that. What are they on now? 8?
Yeah, season 8 just started. It's 2 episodes in.
All right, and there's a woman on the show who's from our neck of the woods.
She's from Wellsboro.
Okay, Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. And you tried to reach out to her, right?
We have 30 mutual friends, so I sent her a friend request, and hopefully she'll get back to me. But I'm sure she's on a, you know, social media blackout until something happens to her on the show, whether she taps out or whether she wins.
Well, there's a couple other things I watched we can talk to when we get to. But to answer your question, Dustin, I've been watching a lot of TV, changing diapers a lot, which the first night, the very first night he was born, you know, I had to change a diaper. And, you know, you guys, well, you know, because you have kids, the first poop is just this viscous black stuff.
Yeah, the tar plug.
Yeah. And I accidentally put my finger in it and I was like, oh, and I freaked out. And I had to go wash my hands and my wife's laughing at me. Now it's just like, I got a little poop on my hand, whatever. Wipe it on your shirt. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you get used to it. But yeah, I mean, I love it. I got my little garden outside. I've been tending the garden, taking care of Gil, eating lots of food. I've been just eating, constantly eating donuts. Thank you, Stephanie. And
thank you for my cookies.
Yeah, I should have stolen one. She's like, do you want to try one? I'm like, nah, let her have them. Because I was worried that it wouldn't be any good. Fantastic. She appreciated the social media love, so that's good.
They were very good.
Yeah, and this lady makes them. She's a personal trainer, and she makes these cookies, and she has a license to make them, but she makes them out of her home. So she doesn't have a storefront, but there's some special license you can get in Georgia, and they're fantastic cookies. I don't remember the name of the place off the top of my head, but if you can remember, you can shout them out.
Sweet. We'll put it in the show notes.
We'll do that.
Sweets and stuff like that. So also the other thing, I had to quit smoking cigarettes. So you get 30 years of cigarette smoking gone. And of course, that was rough because I was trying to do it cold turkey. And then I was like, well, maybe I should vape. And I'm no good with the contraptions, you know, where you have to buy the coils and the shit like that. I mean, it's basically, if it's something that I have to be an engineer to figure out, no. And I also don't want the juice, you know, dripping the nicotine juice all over my hands, because you can't touch, you don't want your baby to, you know, get nicotine.
Why don't you go get the shot?
I don't want any shots. I'm done with shots. What shot are you talking about?
The heroin.
It's an easy transition.
Wow. No. So I had to get the disposable. Well, turns out that kids who, the people who vape are young people, I'm assuming, because they all are like bananas and strawberry this. And every place I go, do you have anything that's not sweet or tastes like coffee? And they all go, we got Red Bull. I'm like, no, Red Bull tastes like baby shit and or baby aspirin or whatever. I don't like Red Bull.
They have a Red Bull flavored vape.
Yeah,
they have a flavored vape, and except for tobacco, and I would like a coffee. But I found a place today in Decatur. There's a chain in Atlanta of stores called Atlanta Vapor. There's one in Tucker, and so I went to the one in Decatur today, and I got a couple of, they're called Beady Sticks. No, it's not the Beady Stick. It's a different kind. It's called Hit or whatever. They all have different names. This, it's a tobacco flavored vape, and it's suitable replacement. It's not like a cigarette. I also tried cigars, but that didn't last because cigars make me want to puke. So,
but I do know a guy who quit with acupuncture, and they put a bunch of
heroin needles.
Well, yeah, it was a bunch of needles. There was no heroin in them, but they put a bunch of needles in his ear. And when he would shower, he had to put a condom over his ear whenever he would get in the shower or whatever.
Yeah.
But, die hard core smoker, smoked 36 years, and he quit.
Damn, he must have really wanted to quit.
I don't think he did. I think it was just, it was the pins in the ear.
He wanted to quit enough to put needles in his ears. He wanted to quit. Yeah. I mean,
why don't you get a couple needles? See, what they do is they put them in the head of your cock, and then you got to put a condom over the needles in your cock, and your cock bleeds. Then you quit smoking.
And every time you go for a cigarette, they jab another needle through your shaft.
Yeah. Oh. You know, I want to quit smoking the way James Woods quit smoking. And was that Cat Story?
It was Cat's Eye, was the movie that was in.
Yeah, where it was Alan King was the mob guy, and they would shock you, and they put his wife in the thing. You want to smoke?
Oh, yeah.
Cut his wife's finger off. Anyway, so I was thinking that, okay, so I went to, but I did, I go to, there's a ton of vape stores. I go to all these places and ask, and they would laugh at me. It's like, why don't you want anything sweet? Well, I don't know, tobacco. Kids don't like, so I decided I'd come up with a couple of disposable vape flavors that probably taste better than the ones you can buy. And I'm going to read them right now, and you guys tell me if you would smoke these or vape these. Banana Roadkill. Hooker Veg Vapo Rub.
Ooh.
Salmon flavor.
Well, use your imagination.
Please be menthol. I'd give that a shot.
Drifter Spunk and Tripe.
Now, does that prevent razor burn? Because I'll use it.
Yes, I believe so. Glory Hole Grape and Bacon.
And bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Grape and bacon sounds good, though.
The bacon's not overwhelming, though. It's just like a sous-son of bacon.
Just a hint of bacon. Pea-pad pomegranate. liver and onions and scabs.
Oh, God.
And then the last one, PB&J, right? Piss, blood, and jizz.
Oh, oh God. Damn it.
Yum. Anyway, so no, just I stick with the tobacco. And you just quit. Just quit. But you know, it's
why don't you do the patch?
I try.
Do the patch and the gum. If you do them both at the same time.
I'll use the pump, the thing that on Saturday Night Live. The pump, the pump, the pump. You remember that? Tim Kazarin?
Yeah. Pump.
We need to get the lung brush.
The lung brush.
I remember that. It was like a long brush you stuck down. Right by your lung.
I want the devil to clean out my lungs like he did for Keanu Reeves in that
DC. Constantine.
Yeah, Constantine movie.
He was the best devil on film.
Car out of his lungs. Yeah, I love that actor whose name I don't recall. So that's what I've been doing. Just like I said, watching tons of TV, vaping, taking care of the garden, cleaning, eating, and
running the garden.
I'm growing wax beans, mm-hmm. Lima beans, which only I will eat apparently, and some flowers that we planted around the house for the pollinators to come by. It's nice to see bees instead of just, you know, hornets and wasps. And what else? Oh yeah, cucumbers. I planted some cucumbers and they're growing and there's hundreds of flowers. So hopefully I'll get some cukes out of it and I can make some pickles.
You're not gonna be making like organic baby food for the gill.
No, they have, why would you do that when you can go to the store and buy it?
I don't know.
You know, it's funny, I made my grandmother buy me Gerber blueberry baby food until I was 6 or 7. And then my grandpa said, no more. You don't need to be eating baby food, Muriel.
You just eat blueberries at that point.
I did eat blueberries too, but I loved the shit out of that. And there were times that I think when I was a teenager, when I would go down that aisle and just say, oh, God, I want to take you home. It's good shit.
Come on. How many times have you had it as an adult?
I've never had it as an adult.
Okay.
I've never had it, but I look forward to having it soon because let me better taste this for him. But it was great. I love blueberry pie, but everything comes from the Gerber blueberry.
Do you remember the girls in our high school class, like when we were maybe in 10th or 11th grade, eating baby food?
No.
Yeah, they did.
It was like a fad.
Yeah,
the popular girls would eat baby food.
Was it a diet?
I don't know what the deal was, but it was, I just always thought it was weird.
I think that was a diet. Like there was some bullshit. I remember in high school, like you ate 5 jars of baby food a day or some crap. And that's how, you know, you could get the coat hanger into the zipper and get those freaking jeans on.
Yep.
Kids in my school sold bags of Tang, like powdered bags of Tang. And you would like lick your finger and stick it in it, and that was like a fad for at least a year, if not
girls more. in our high school sold Tang, but it wasn't in a bag. No, but you know what they did, they made, okay, in sixth grade they made rock candy, and these girls started selling rock candy and they made a lot of money, and then the school banned it.
Those rock candies were delicious too.
No, they were like amazing.
Fucking hockey puck sized piece of rock candy.
Yep, and it was this huge thing, and it was almost the entire year. It was sixth grade, I remember. They were told they couldn't sell, and then one girl started making peanut butter eggs, and those are really good. But not anymore. Not anymore. They made them stop. Anyway, PB&J. That's going to be the one I'm going to go buy the vape. So,
Jewel pods still. That's one of the few you can still get.
Now, are they good?
I never cared for the tobacco one. I'll get one of the menthol ones every now and then if I'm in a pinch. But
that's what I got is menthol. I do them. I've always done menthol.
Yeah,
because the tobacco flavor it tastes like fake tobacco flavor. Yeah, and it always kind of makes me nauseous. It's like you smoked 3 packs of cigarettes already. Like,
why did the government ban Juul from having flavors when you can still buy disposables?
Yeah, everywhere? That's the thing. All these kids just stopped buying Juul pods and started buying these disposables.
They're self-contained.
Yeah,
they're factory sealed in a dispense. You know, you can't with the juice. You're mixing it. You're adding it. You can add in other things, but you know, or you can mismatch the ratio and have too much nicotine.
Oh, like dangerous. The Juul pod,
you mean? So the regular, you know, those disposable pods, you know, they're factory sealed with so much percentage. Yeah.
Why don't you do the 5-year plan like Uncle Buck and just go to cigars next?
That's a good idea, but I don't like cigars. Because you know what? Cigars just made me want to smoke a cigarette.
So, really?
Yeah.
It wouldn't satiate you at all.
No, I got one. Somebody gave me one after Gil was born and I liked it. And so I went to this cigar store in Tucker and I said, I want to buy 2 mild ones. And they were all right, but I just don't want to sit. I'm not sitting outside all day anymore chain smoking. I went because basically, guys are smoking 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day.
2 mild ones are like, what kind did you get? Like freaking White Owls or some shit?
No. I went to a cigar place. They don't have White Owls.
Get some Ashtons or
go to a gas station.
You get some Macanudos, man.
Mm-hmm. There was something like that. I don't know. And I was uncomfortable anyway, because whenever you go into a cigar store, everybody in there is masculine, and I'm in sweatpants and a hand. Is that a baby? I need kids smoke. I need a cigar.
The lozenges work pretty good, too, if you get the strong ones.
Yeah, but don't they taste terrible?
Oh, they taste good.
Yeah?
Yeah, and you don't really taste them.
Smoke them?
You kind of put them in your lip, like chew, kind of.
Ah. What's this iOS thing I've heard about?
I haven't tried that. It basically takes a cigarette and turns it into a vapor.
Yeah.
I haven't experimented with it at all, because you can't just use regular cigarettes. You got to buy the special cigarette to go with.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
So you can't do this now because you have a baby and you have to be responsible. But like when I quit, I just took the week off from work and I had a huge bag of dope. And every time I wanted a cigarette, I smoked a joint. And then just like after a week, I was able to get a foothold in it, you know, and then I was able to function again. But you couldn't do that now.
No, but the last time I seriously quit cigarettes for quite some time, and that's what I did. I rolled a joint, and I had this was years ago, and I wasn't working where I work now then. And I would just roll these cigarette sized joints and I would smoke the joint. And mm-hmm. I did sign it kind of the same thing, you know, and except for I couldn't do that at work. But after work, I did that, you know, and that seemed to work for me. And then I started thinking, oh, maybe I'll get this blue. And then I just went back to it. Because the blue is terrible. I wanted to be like that actor guy.
And that's the thing is, you know, I quit twice before I realized that I could never have another one. I'm one of those people. I am an addict. Yeah, so if I ever have another one, I'd have a pack the next day. So when I finally faced that, and then 5 years on, then I never wanted one again. So, you know, now it's been like 8 years and I can smell cigarette smoke from a mile away. And I'm like, and when I used to be like, give it to me. I mean, 17 years, I was a pack a day.
Think about them beans.
Did something click inside your head though and really give you the motivation to quit when Gil was born?
Yeah.
Her name was Caitlin.
Yeah, that's she, well, you know.
That was my quitting cigarettes was when my son, who is 15 now. So cigarettes have been off 15 years. And it was the day he was born. I literally went out and smoked a cigarette. Before we went in the operating room for the C-section, and I hadn't had one since.
That was a nice view, wasn't it? That was an interesting thing to look at.
Oh yeah, the baby canoe. Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah,
and then kayak. Yeah,
the harsh German lady who was standing behind Caitlin goes, "Stand up and look at your son." Oh,
sorry, lady.
So neither one of you had to see it coming out. I was a Moz coach. I had to see it coming out. It's fucking
disgusting
thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it comes out, but it doesn't come out in the same place where you saw it come out.
Saw it come out the gut, right? Out of the stomach. Right. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather see that than it come out what I saw it coming out of.
I know.
The problem is they got to take everything else out first. And that just kind of sits there.
Yep.
Wow.
And then they just kind of put it back. It's kind of like taking a VCR apart to get the tape out and then put everything back together.
And I got to cut the umbilical cord. That was cool.
Aww. A lot tougher than you thought it would be, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, they had cut it already. I did the symbolic cutting.
Oh, okay.
Did you use Garrett's knife?
Yeah, I had Garrett's knife on me. I just took it out, spit on it. And then I chewed on it like a piece of jerky. And now I use it as a crazy straw.
You should have kept that. You could have just popped that in your mouth every time you want a cigarette.
I'm like gnawing on a tooth.
Stem cells.
I could have kept the one that fell up his belly button after a week.
Aww.
And there's always that little piece there. And then there's a little ring around his the ding dong.
The dogs didn't eat it?
No, I fed it to Izzy. She could grow a new eye maybe.
Grew back.
Popped out again. Figured out what she'd eaten. The dogs, by the way, are really coming around, except for Rocky. He's old and big and doesn't care.
Leave Rocky alone.
Yes, and he's a sweetheart, but Izzy was the one we were worried about, the little, she's the one that we got as a 19-year-old dog, you know, and we were worried about her being jealous, and at first she was, but now she's really curious and seemingly protective, so that's cool.
Aww.
Yeah, they seem to sense the the paternal instinct of you and the baby. It's kind of weird how dogs do that.
Yep. And then they become protectors. And then, yeah, so I think that's pretty cool. But like I said, Rocky doesn't care, but that's, you know, it's just, that's his prerogative. Atlanta Pizza in Euro in Conyers, Georgia. Did I say that right? Conyers, Georgia?
Yeah. Oh, it's Conyers.
Yeah, it's Conyers. Oh, that's Dustin. That's what you call home. That's where you call home. And home is where you hang your pizza. You see, I'm a little bit tired, but, you know, that pizza will revive me. I plan on going out there very, very shortly. And you should go out there if you live in the Atlanta area. And even if you don't, if you live in, like, Alaska, you should order one. Maybe I'll ship it to you. It is our favorite family-owned and operated restaurant. And they have so many fans in the metro Atlanta area and all around the globe. People come all the way from Pennsylvania to eat there. Their gyros, generously tough pizzas, Greek salads, subs, Greek and Italian dishes are the best anywhere around. Just ask their loyal customers the next time you visit. By the way, they have free Wi-Fi if you want to check your AMC stock while you're in there. Dine in and take out available. Hours are Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday from 12 to 9. Closed on Sundays. You can visit them online, atlantapizzaeuro.com, and find them on Facebook, where you can get specials and updated information about events and things that are going on out there. Mike Hall is a class act dude. We love him, and we've done a couple live shows out there. We did our last appearance out there, our end of the COVID, hopefully, get together, and we look forward to sometime in the fall, late summer, early fall, doing a full live recorded show out there, maybe around Dragon Con time if we can work it out. So
I wanted to bring out his new fancy food truck.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Out into a field.
His food truck is going to be on the road soon, and hopefully somewhere near us.
Yeah, maybe we could do it in my backyard.
Yeah.
I don't want to. My house. I didn't say that out loud, did I? No. So, guys, check it out. Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Watched all those A&E, WWE documentaries, the biographies. I've watched all those twice. I watched the Roddy Piper one. That one made me sad. Then I started watching the WWE Lost Treasures. I'm getting into all this shit.
The most wanted. I watched the Andre the Giant one. It was fantastic.
I haven't gotten that one yet. I just finished the one with Bob Backlund and Sergeant Slaughter, when they go looking for the Iron Sheik stuff.
The Andre the Giant one was the only one I watched, and it was great. They had like the Big Show and Mark Henry.
Oh, really?
Looking for his memorabilia.
Nice.
Yeah.
This season of Vice, what's the Vice show again? I'm getting jumbled up. What's the name? Dark Side of the Ring. They really went on the Dark Side of the Ring. There's some stuff I didn't know, but I didn't know Jake the Snake Roberts' dad was a child molesting freak. Yeah, I didn't know that. You know, like, and then it's just some weird stuff. I didn't know the Dynamite Kid, you know, spiraled off into nowhere land. Do you remember the Dynamite Kid? He was with the British Bulldog. They were the tag team.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they're the ones that lost to the Hart Foundation. All these guys are related too, like the biography on A&E about Bret Hart, who I liked him, but all these people are related and they're all intermarried. It's really bizarre.
I think that Bret Hart is where that whole brother thing came from in the WWE.
Hey, brother.
With Hulk Hogan going, brother this, brother that.
Brother.
Started because they literally were brothers.
Yeah, no doubt. The only one I didn't like was I never liked Ultimate Warrior ever. And, you know, there was stuff about him. By the time he came into wrestling, I was in college. So I wasn't into this cartoonish freak. And then I didn't know in the mid 2000s, he became this ultra right wing. Like, I don't like people. I don't like minorities. And then he redeemed himself. And then the day after he redeemed himself, he died.
Yeah.
So if you're out
tanning, was it from tanning?
Yeah.
But even if you're not into these wrestlers, which I'm not into hardly any of these guys, but they're doing such a fantastic job with telling the stories,
right?
And the stories are so compelling of all this, just the ups and downs and the heartbreak and the abuse that their bodies took, you know. And they don't shy away from talking about steroids. They don't harp on it, but these people say, you know, hey, I was in a lot of pain and the steroids helped, you know?
Right. Jeff was gave the recommendation, you know, before I left for 1971. So I've checked out a few episodes of that. I like it.
Yeah, I've watched the first four so far.
Yeah, I think it's very well done. There's some stuff in there I had never seen before. I think the last one we watched was the Bangladesh concert one, and or maybe the one with it might even be the same episode, but the one with the Sly and the Family Stone. I don't know. They're all pretty good, and I want to check out that show. Well, you can mention it in your staff picks. Got caught up on Forged in Fire. I guess the season's over, so hopefully there'll be another one. I don't see why there wouldn't be. Hacks, we're not finished, but we watched that together. We both like it. I think it's probably one of the best sitcoms made in last couple of years. I think it's so funny, and the acting is really good, and all the characters are great. I really, really dig it. What's her name's daughter?
Lorraine Newman's daughter.
Yeah, I can't think of any names, but she's a good actress. She's funny.
Yeah, and the two of them together really are great.
Yeah.
Each other.
I love the guy who plays I love the assistant.
Yeah.
He's funny.
I like Caitlin Olsen on there too.
Oh my God. Yeah. I can't believe I forgot her. It was her birthday, her 35th birthday for the fifth time.
Right.
And the house lady's like, I'll give you 39 minutes.
The assistant's assistant is funny too.
Yeah.
That is supposed to be the assistant to the assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good show. Whoever made it did a really good job. The Food That Built America, I started watching that, one of the reality shows. I dig it, but the dramatizations are so silly in that. You know, especially like the old timey guys, like, I am Ray Kroc, I'm going to go talk to the Burger King guy. But it's a cool show, and I like Adam Richman. Is that his name, Adam Richman?
Yeah, from Man vs. Food.
Yeah, I like him. Steph turned me on to this documentary called The Donut King. Did you guys watch that?
No, we discussed it a little last week, though, about all the people that the Donut King had working for him that had their arms and legs ripped off in the donut machine.
What?
And that bitch, Carol Baskin-Robbins.
Carol Baskin-Robbins.
That's right. He got you too, Tim. He got me last week. Carol Baskin.
I ended up watching it because this was, I think, the second Saturday night that Gil was here. Maybe the first after. No, it was the second. And he was up all night, and neither of us got any sleep. And it's like 3 a.m. And I said, I was going to watch this documentary now. So I put it on to watch it. And it was awesome. This guy was so cool. He comes to this country from Cambodia, from the Khmer Rouge. So that was during post-Vietnam, and it was Nixon into Ford. And it was so funny just to see how, who wanted them to come and who didn't. You'll have to watch that. No politics. Yeah. But it was very surprising to see Jerry Brown go, oh, we don't want them here. Anyway. so this guy, he learns, he goes, what's it called? Winchell's Donuts or something like that?
Yeah, Winchell's. That's like their big chain out there.
If you guys have already talked about it, I won't blather.
We on. Didn't really. I just, you know, Jeff parried it. And
but he did. He created this donut empire. He created his own donut empire. And then he brought his family members and friends over, and they all opened donut shops. So pretty much all these donut shops are owned by Cambodians. And I always thought it was Koreans because I never looked into it. And I'm not very good at, you know, not being culturally sensitive. So I think, but no, it's really cool. So that morning I took, you know, got a couple more hours of sleep after that documentary, and I went to Donut City here in Tucker, and I brought it up on my phone, and I went, hey, you ever see this movie? And the lady just looked at me and went, no. And then she smiled because she saw the image on it. She goes, she like acknowledged that she knew who that guy was. But I looked around at the stuff on the walls, and it's Cambodian. And I thought that was pretty cool. I had no clue. And that's amazing. That's such an American story. Like people coming from another country, starting a business, and, you know, giving the, you know, their families. And, you know, you could go back through the history of this country and, you know, so-and-so's did this and so-and-so's did that. I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to be, okay, Irish became firemen or cops or whatever.
But he started going to Vegas like during.
Oh, yeah, he did blow all the money and lose it.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas days and like,
yep,
70s.
Yeah, he blew all the money in the 80s. He lost it all.
Elvis and stuff was playing in Vegas when he would go out there.
Yep. Yeah.
I just want to know what treat it was in Cambodia that reminded him of donuts. Because he said the first time he had a donut when he came to America, his mind was blown. And it reminded him of some dessert that he had in Cambodia.
Well, didn't he go back there? That he went back there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I was just wondering, like, if all of them, because it seemed like all of the Cambodians that own them, they all really like donuts, too. It's not like they're just it's not like, no, not for nothing, but like the Indian people that own the Philly Connections, most of them do not eat meat. So, you know, they don't give a crap. Well, and it is Philly Connection, so ew. But anyway, but I'm just saying these, the Cambodians actually like the donuts. They eat the donuts. It's not just here, fat American, have your donut.
When I was a kid, we went to New York City for Chinese New Year.
Oh, yeah?
And you know, it's not just Chinese. It's all Asian races and ethnicities in the melting pot there in New York City. But the only food that I would eat was the donuts.
Really?
That was the only thing I liked, and they were fantastic.
That's Chinese donuts are amazing.
Asian donuts, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I got food poisoning from one in Chinatown in Chicago back in 2004 or 5, I don't remember when.
How do you get food poisoning from a donut?
It had cream in it, and the cream, I got food poisoning from that place because I had a job interview. I think it was 2006. I don't remember. Anyway, a long time ago. What else did I watch? I watched some shows on YouTube. I like the cooking shows on there, but two or three of them is about all I can do. There's one called Emmy Made. She's just so bright and happy all the time making food. I kind of dig that. Caitlin has been watching this show on that's pretty popular on Netflix. It's a Spanish soap opera called Who Killed Sarah?
I've been thinking about watching that.
Oh my God, it is the trashiest show ever. It's so fun. And it's overdubbed, English overdubs. It is so super trashy, but you get sucked into it, like, oh wow. But it is hilariously bad. And what else I watched? I started watching some show with that grumpy cook, and they're giving out aprons to people. I kind of half watched that a little.
The MasterChef Legends.
Yeah, the ball guy's kind of a dick.
Joe Bastianich, he's such a piece of shit. He's never done anything. His mom is this incredible, amazing chef, and he's rode her coattails and opened up some restaurants. He couldn't fry a fucking egg.
Well,
I'm sorry. It's just a thorn in my side. I've been watching the show since forever, and it kills me. Everybody else up there can cook. Gordon can cook. Aaron can cook. Every one of them can cook. Joe can't cook shit. And it makes me sick. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I was watching the Here Come the Crocodile Hunters Kids, whatever that show's called. And
Crikey,
it's the Irwins.
Yeah, Crikey, it's the Irwins. I was watching some of those, you know, in and out of days and asleep like I am right now. And then this show, Louisiana Law, came on Animal Planet. You seen this? It's like these rangers, you know, animal rangers. They police the lake in Texas and Louisiana. There's just a bunch of douchebags who come up on dudes in boats. Anybody been drinking? Where's your life jacket? It's a ticket to go to jail. You're not allowed. Like, fuck you, you douchebags. So that's pretty much it. Oh, I watched Loki. I didn't like it. For no reason other. I just wasn't into it. I didn't capture my. There was no social justice reason for me to not like it or whatever. I just didn't appeal to me.
The second one, yeah. I felt was kind of boring.
I thought the second one established the show a little more.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was, all exposition. Like,
I haven't watched the second one yet, so please don't spoil it.
Go ahead, Jeff. Sorry.
Wasn't a lot of action in the second one. A lot of talking.
It's Loki's never been a character I cared about very much going back, but I came to the conclusion that, you know, the story arcs that I know about from those years past that I grew up on are those story arcs. And now things are going to change. They're going to become different. Like the MODOK show, which for some reason wasn't on Disney, right? Yeah, I was going to watch that. Then I read about it. I was like, this isn't MODOK. This is stupid. It may be a bad.
Rockdale Tiger's really into it.
What's that?
Rockdale Tiger is trying to talk me into watching it. MODOK? Yeah.
I did not like it.
You didn't like it?
I haven't given it a chance yet.
Mr. Mike TV didn't like it either, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to watch it. But I generally trust him on those issues because we're comic book dorks. But I don't know. I guess I'm tired of it. Not that I hate it or anything, because I like Tom Hiddleston. That's his name, right?
Hiddleston.
Fiddlesticks. Tom Hiddleston. I like Owen Wilson. You know, his nose is a little distracting. You know, I like that they had positive body or body positivity, a time cop lady. I like that. I imagine that. Anyway, so
she's the roommate on Shrill.
Yeah.
Really? But that's all. That's all I watched. I'm done.
I like seeing all the Atlanta stuff in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but the second episode. I mean,
yeah, I didn't see any in the first one, but it, so
not really a spoiler because it all kind of happens. But the second one has almost the same. They shot in the same area, the Renaissance Festival, that the campaign is shooting at.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I wondered if that was that same Renaissance Festival, and I think the Marriott.
That is, yeah, is TVA.
Yeah,
yeah. They use they green screen the top of it, so like the first part of it is the Marriott, and then it goes on up.
Yeah.
With a green screen. I'll go next because I didn't have much. I watched Lisey's Story.
Yeah. Did you watch all the first three?
I've watched the first two. I haven't watched the third one yet. But yeah, it's kind of cool. And it does have some ties, I think, a little less to the Dark Tower and more to the Talisman.
Yeah.
For sure. But it's really good. I think they're... the look of it is amazing. I mean, as far as the cinematography and everything, and just like any King story that they try to translate to a visual medium, you lose a lot of that inner monologue and narration, but they're doing a good job in bringing it forward, or at least having it make sense.
And it's really visually looks like I was picturing it in my head when I was reading the book.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. The Booyah Moon stuff.
Okay.
Under the Willow looked like basically exactly like I pictured it.
Yeah. My wife said it reminded her of like a forest in Avatar. And I was like, kind of a little bit. But it's good. And I'll continue watching it. She's doing a great job. I mean, her acting is amazing. Then for real, the rest of my stuff, I watched Loki, of course, but the rest of the stuff I watched were movies that I was trying to catch up on that I haven't seen. And I think every one of them was a dud. I watched Love and Monsters. I had the kid from Maze Hunter, Maze Runner in it.
Corn?
Oh, and it was the kid that this is the first thing he did after he got hit by the car in real life. And he was out of the Maze Runner stuff for like a couple of years healing. And so he came back and made this one. You know, it's dystopian future. A comet came by and scattered. They tried to destroy the comet with nuclear weapons. And all it did was rain the comet down on Earth, making all insects and lizards ginormous in size. So the humans have to go underground.
What's this called again? Sorry.
It's called Love and Monsters.
Okay.
and it's... I mean, in basically you've got two colonies that are separated by the outside world, and one guy he falls in love with a girl over the radio at the other colony, and he wants to try to go from his colony to their colony, but he's kind of like the guy that they said would die first. But the special effects were amazing. The story was a little CW in my opinion. Then I watched Infinite.
What was that? That's where he's remembering all his past lives.
Yeah, it's one of those, yeah, where there's groups of people that are called infinites.
My God, I was an animal.
Yeah, they can remember their at a certain point. Usually, it happens at puberty. All your memories come back from all your other lives, and the more you can remember, the more powerful you are, and the more tricks and kind of magic things you can do. And Mark Wahlberg just. There's a reason why they didn't release it at the theater. I mean, it's bad. If you like Mark Wahlberg and you want to see a run at a sci-fi movie, you might give it a shot, but I'm not really endorsing it.
He should only do The Departed. Just that
movie. Over and over again. He needs like a 15-minute role in a 3-hour movie and he'd be good.
And it'd be nice.
I watched The Devil Below. It's on Netflix. It wanted to be The Descent really bad. It's kind of an area in the Appalachian Mountains, and a group of teens go in to look at this old military base that's been, cleared out, but really it's not cleared out. Will Patton is one of the main guys in it. And that's really the only reason I watched it, was because he was in it. And, but it's kind of like The Descent, you know, there's something underground that's coming, you know, and there's the people that live on that mountain are really just trying to keep them in the mountain and these kids come in and open up a door and let some of them out.
You damn kids, let the monsters out.
Yeah, he went overboard with his redneck Will Patton. It was worse than The Postman.
Really? I love that movie.
Character. Yeah.
Oh, he was crazy in that. He was like a Negan before there was a Negan.
Yeah, I still think that's where Negan got his character from.
I've thought that in the past as well, because I really have.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a staff pick. I mean, I'll put in The Infinite if you feel like gambling with your sanity. You can check that one out.
Okay.
I watched all of Hacks in the finale.
Don't spoil it.
It was really good.
It got
I really liked it. Yeah, I won't say anything. And all of Flack. Jeff texted me that morning. It was like, new season of Flack's out. And I didn't even know it. And I watched like all of it in one day. I watched all of it too. Do you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
It's very dark.
That's that chick from True Blood.
You know.
Oh, okay.
Which Nick was talking about that this morning on at the radio station. Anna Paquin, right?
Yes. Yeah. Her castmates, the blonde chick, she is fucking hysterical. She kills me. She's so mean. And the boss is mean as shit. And I don't know. It's a good show, but her descent in the second season was like, whoa.
Yeah. She has a rough arc this season.
Yeah, it was really rough. So, Flack, I watched Sweet Tooth and I was so into it up until like the sixth episode when the animal gang, teen gang, and then the girl hooked up with them. And then it just turned to shit to me. I just couldn't do it anymore. Then I hated it. It just, as much as I liked it, then I hated it instantly. And I just quit watching it.
Yeah, I like the little bear girl.
I don't know. It just took me out of it. Cruel Summer. I haven't watched the finale yet, Jeff. So don't tell me if you've seen it today.
No, it just aired last night. I haven't watched it yet either.
Okay, good. Okay. Mr. In Between. Oh my God. The episode this week.
Yeah.
Dad. Ah, I was crying my freaking eyes out. Maybe we could get you a vajankle. Yeah. If you had a vajankle, maybe that might help you get through your cigarette cravings.
I'll take a vajankle. I need to get Showtime, I guess, so I can watch this show.
FX.
All right, I'll start watching it again.
Yeah, if you would please, because I mean, the first two seasons, I mean, there's only six episodes each season, and each episode's 30 minutes.
Well, I got to keep watching Alone until I get to the most recent season, but I'll see if I can squeeze in some quality TV.
Mr. Between is my favorite show. I absolutely love the show, and Working Moms, which came out yesterday, season 5 of Working Moms. I've already watched like 5 episodes of that. And I watched the finale of Freaking Handmaids before the show tonight.
Uh-oh.
And it was satisfying, but I don't know.
Is it over yet?
No, there's another season.
I am so sick of that woman. I'm so sick of that scowling, angry, grumpy. She gets back to her husband, I notice, and then she's all miserable. You know, hey.
I'm not going to tell you what happens at the end, but.
I don't spoil it, but you know, like you're with your husband. Your kid doesn't give a shit about you. She's growing up in Gilead, okay? Don't worry about your kid. You got the baby that you took up there, and then you got crazy bitch and her husband, and da 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 da. I'm sick of it.
Well, dude, she wants eyebrows. Back in Gilead. So why not? I mean, she needs to just go back there and hook up with eyebrows.
Oh, you mean the guy who's now, he's a commander now, isn't he?
He's an eye.
He's an eye, that's right.
Which is like over, you know, Aunt crazy.
Lady, Aunt
crazy.
Lady should just swim across the river, go to Canada. I mean, she's having a miserable, maybe they let her, I don't know. We're behind, so we'll get caught up.
Yeah, I mean, there's more scowling. It's just like many episodes of-
Oh, she does a scowl.
Close-ups of scowling and- Yeah, I'm.
And the one-eyed chick's blowing everybody to get food. I don't know.
I'm glad I never started this.
Yeah, because no, you're glad that you didn't. It's one of those things. Now it's like I'm in it, and I got to keep going with it. But my staff pick is, and I'm so excited. This is out today, as a matter of fact, which I haven't got to watch the first episode yet. Is Dave season 2 on Hulu? The first season was so ridiculously funny. It just seems like an absurd, ridiculous show. 2-3 episodes in, you realize this is a really good sitcom. I mean, it's a dramedy. It's very well written, And the guy, you know, Lil Dicky, the rapper, I don't know. I just say, I highly recommend Dave if you haven't given it a shot. Even if you don't like rap music, it doesn't matter. Dave is, he is a rapper and he's a good one, but he's, you know, he's a dork and it's really funny. So.
But he does some like real
collabs. Oh, very good. And he does some really, his raps, man. I mean, his freestyle, I'd say you could put him up against most, you know, not just parody rappers or funny rappers, and he could fucking kick their ass.
Yeah. The first season was hilarious. I'm looking forward to the second season.
Yeah. The first one, they say he goes, I can't wait to see this though. He goes to Korea or something like that, and he does this song called "I Took a Shit in North Korea."
What? Okay, I won't hear that. I hear Gil.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I guess the only thing that we talked about that I watched was In the Heights. I watched on HBO Max. That was pretty good. The musical.
I heard it bombed.
I think a lot of people have been watching it. It bombed in the theaters.
Yeah.
What's the colorism scandal? What's the scandal about the colorism?
Well, he wasn't inclusive of Afro-Latinx. So I can't watch it because I don't think you, I mean, listen, you know, you're ignoring a whole subculture of a subculture. So.
No, this was the Lin guy from Hamilton, right?
Yeah. Lin-Manuel right. Noriega. He could be the president of Panama.
His best role ever was on Curb.
Yeah, that was a funny role. But it was. But Rita Moreno came out today. So what more does he want? This is the most inclusive movie ever made. She's like, what do you want? Give a fucking break.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, even though I didn't know any of the music or the songs or anything.
He's a great writer, and he does really good things. Maybe I'll like it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And my staff pick is on Hulu, started today. McCartney 321. It's a 6-part documentary about Paul McCartney and his career.
Okay.
What's that? It's exploring 50 years of music history with him and Rick Rubin.
I'll watch that.
Yeah, that's cool.
So 6 episodes. I'll check it out. I like Paul McCartney.
All right. So I guess before we thank you, Jeff and Steph and Dustin. I think before we do some of the news, we'll take a little break. All right, guys, let's thank another one of our amazing, amazing, awesome Radio Labyrinth sponsors. Hey, if you're looking for the perfect item to enhance your celebration, graduation, Father's Day is coming up or just went by. There's other holidays coming up or just went by. Check out Cardstock Creation Company. That is run by Lindsay Thomas. You can find her Etsy page at etsy.com/shop/cardstockcreationco. I'm sure if you just put in Cardstock Creation CO, you'll find it. We'll also put a link in the show notes, both on YouTube and in the RSS feed. Listen, if you need an advent calendar, a cake topper, doggy clothes, I mean, they got everything. Jewelry, koozies, milestone banners, birthday banners, confettis, cupcake toppers, and more. Again, Cardstock Creation Code. Steph, do you need any doggy clothes?
Always. I always need doggy clothes.
Okay.
And I live on Etsy.
I live on Etsy, too. Man cannot live on Etsy alone, though. Sometimes you need eBay to... I don't know what I'm talking about. I need cupcake toppers like you wouldn't believe. So that's why I'm going to check out Cardstock Creation Co. on Etsy.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back. But I do want to say that before we do the stories, that of course we lost a character actor, a big actor, certainly in a multi-generational, you know, going back to the baby boomer era in the 60s and 70s for sure, 70s and 80s. Ned Beatty passed away, and he was only 83 years old. I certainly thought he was older than that. You know, he's been in a ton of movies. He first came into my consciousness, Superman, right? That's the first movie I remember him in, 1978, with Gene Hackman played Lex Luthor, and he was his sidekick. Hey, Mr. Luthor.
Mr. Luthor.
Mr. Luthor, what was his name? That character's name was what? Otis was his name.
Yeah, he wanted to have Otisville.
Yeah. Mr. Smucker. But he was in so many things in an excellent actor. And in the 80s, he was in one of our favorite movies from the 80s, Back to School, where he played Dean Martin. Can you do it, Jeff?
No.
You can do a better Rodney than I can. Hey, Dean Martin. But his line in that is right, Phil, in Mr. Mellon's defense, it was a really big check. And then, Mr. Mellon, I'm only going to ask you once. Is this your work? I can't lie to you, Dean Martin. Yes, it is. and he was also Dan's, he played Dan's father on Roseanne, just in so many things. He's in Nashville. And I was looking at his IMDb. We'll be here.
Toy, too. That was my honorable mention.
Yeah. What did he do in The Toy?
He was like the butler, and he made him take his pants off to like show the power that he had.
Oh, that's right. That's a regrettable movie, but I used to watch it constantly because I loved Richard Pryor and I love Jackie Gleason. But people don't like that movie because it's like he's a slave.
Yeah, it's not politically correct, but in the time I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I mean, no one thought about it back then, like being what it was. But he was like a Southerner. You ass, I'm gonna buy this man from the toy store. Who's the other person that died? Who's Lisa Bain? She was a director.
Yeah, she's an actress.
Oh, actress. Oh.
She was in Gone Girl and a bunch of stuff. And it's sad because some fucker just ran over with a scooter and took off.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, I recognize her. That sucks. What a horrible way to go, getting run over by a douchebag scooter. Mm. All right. Well, rest in peace, Lisa Bain, and rest in peace, Ned Beatty. Go ahead, do your stories. Do your news stories there, Dustin.
Ron Funches has got an interesting start to his new show. Was the super ultimate slip and slide?
Yeah,
on NBC.
Had diarrhea and they were pooping anyway.
Yeah, it looks like about 40 members of cast and crew came down with diarrhea on a water slide show, which just creates all kinds of mental images. And of course, every news outlet you can find has a picture of people that are muddy going down water slides, mm-hmm. and all of them say this is not the actual picture that is listed.
Giardia is what they got.
Yeah, Giardia parasite.
Drinking fecal water.
Yeah,
I used to watch her on the Food Network, Giardia.
So somebody shit their drawers in the slide, and everybody drank it.
Oh
yeah, and it seems like a fun idea for a show, but that's the one thing that you don't really I think probably wasn't in their forefront of their mind as a possibility for a hurdle.
I like the description where they said people were just doubling over and running for porta potties on set.
I've had that before. It's not fun. It is not a fun thing.
The show's hosted by Ron Funches and Bobby Moynihan. I would just love to see them going off on these.
I love Ron Funches, man. I'd like to see more of him. I just basically just saw him in something recently that I liked. I think it was one of those wrestling shows.
Yeah, he's a huge wrestling fan.
Yeah. I thought for some reason, I always thought Steph knew him.
No.
I know.
Never. I interviewed Reggie Watts one time. Maybe that's what you're thinking. It was Reggie Watts.
No. I just always thought that maybe he was an Atlantic comic that you had met. I didn't know.
Definitely. My favorite comment on the whole thing was, I can't remember who said it, but they said, you know, once they trot out the show, I bet it has a good run.
That's a good joke. Good pun.
See, the Book of Boba Fett looks like some stories are coming out, some behind the scenes stuff. I think the guy playing Boba did an interview this week and said that this season is going to do a lot of flashbacks to the original trilogy. I think the way he was talking, it's going to explain the whole Sarlacc ordeal. Oh, cool. And how he got out of it. Also, Robert Rodriguez, he said, is coming back and is directing multiple episodes. So, you know, it should still have some of that same look of that episode where he was introduced on The Mandalorian. So
cool.
That really, you know, just kind of hypes it up a little more. This Batman story.
This has got legs.
it's crazy. So it looks like the third season, they're trying to make the third season of the Harley Quinn show. It's cartoon, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they had a scene where Batman goes down on the Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
And DC was like, no, that's not happening. We're not doing, you're not doing that.
Oh, but Catwoman could blow him.
Exactly. Well, that was that, and that was what people were coming back with. It's like,
I wouldn't want that. What would that tongue like be? All, rough.
Yeah, that sandpaper tongue.
Yeah.
But
they banned that, but you know, they let Superman fist Lois on that old CW show, and then Wonder Woman tied up and pegged the Penguin during one of the you know, they've been pretty lax with a lot of that stuff. I don't get it.
Penguin pegging was my favorite episode.
Yeah, the Penguin getting pegged. Now, not the current Penguin that was on Gotham, because that was a kid show. But the old Penguin, Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
I showed him my Catalone.
Let her have her Kittalingus.
To go down on Dick Grayson as much as he wants. I don't know why.
Dick Grayson, dude. Well, no, Bert. What's his name? Bert
Ward.
Yeah, Burt Ward, he got lots of sex. He got a lot of fan sex with those girls.
Yeah, I think he got a lot of Adam West rejects is what he got.
Burt Ward could get it.
Burt Ward was the boy wonder until he took his pants off.
You wondered no more.
He was a man.
But yeah, the Harley Quinn Batman thing, it'll end up resolving itself. These things always do. Anytime Batman's involved in something that's strange, Kevin Smith wrote in one comic book where Batman pissed himself, and that one took years to live down.
Here, you know, there's something fishy about this whole story. I think it's that they just want to get people to pay attention to it. And I just wanted to say a fishy pun.
I knew it.
Foo Fighters have started having shows again.
Uh-huh.
But it looks like they're also, because they are instituting a rule that if you show up to the show to purchase a ticket, you need to show your vaccination record. You've got some people that are protesting outside of his shows.
Don't go. Why do you got to protest? Just don't go.
That's
ultimate protest, not spending the money.
Guess who the celebrity leader of this protest group is?
Yeah, you got worked up.
Captain Costco.
Yes, Mr. Costco himself, Ricky Schroeder.
Time for another long Facebook explanation of why I'm angry at the woman at Costco. I know it's not your fault. You just got to work there. But dude, the ultimate protest is to not spend money on something. Whether you like Foo Fighters, if you like them that much, listen to a live album. You don't have to fucking protest. Don't go.
Yeah. That's your biggest protest. Don't buy a ticket.
Yeah, but they're protesting them, saying like they're segregating, that they're being segregational.
They are. But what are you going to do about it? You can't do anything about it. You cannot do anything about it. The Foo Fighters are not going to be like, oh, well, we're going to let people in who aren't vaccinated. That's not going to happen. And, you know, I'm sorry. The only way you can affect anything is to just not spend money on it. You don't like it. You know, protests and boycotts, protests, and then it gets on social media and then everybody calls you names and then they call you like Ricky Schroeder's a shithead. I like Rick Schroeder. I don't care what his politics are. I think he's probably be a good guy to hang out with, maybe until he starts talking about, you know, God damn it, I can't go to Costco. Okay, shut up. Let's
can't Bill Gates just flip the switch and like Manchurian candidate the entire audience to just kill these people?
Raymond Shaw, wait, the Foo Fighters is the best band I've ever seen in my life. They're the nicest, funniest, friendliest people on earth. I don't know. That's my, I don't really want to get into it. I don't give a shit. I'm so tired of it. Tired of it. You know what I do? I'm vaccinated. I go into the store, I put a mask on. And sometimes I don't, but most of the times I do. If I go into Kroger or Target or a big place like that, I put it on. If I'm going into the gas station, I don't put it on. Well,
you think this will probably be standard though? Most,
I don't know. You can go to a Van Morrison or an Eric Clapton concert. I don't imagine they would want that either, but the promoters are going to be doing the same thing. You know, the promoters are going to say, well, if you want to go, you got to show your vaccination.
We bought dead tickets for this upcoming tour. And it very clearly said, if you want to be in the general admission or the lawn, you had to have your vaccination card.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Did you buy tickets? I didn't buy any.
Stu bought tickets for all of us.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, my friend at work, she just got tickets for Willie Nelson and Sturgill Simpson. Two tickets, $600.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to make up all the money we lost last year. Yeah, with Sturgill, I went to a show right as the pandemic was starting, and you played that whole new album, and I wanted to hear the old song. So, blow me.
Anything else? Yeah, the only other thing we had left was Kevin Hart denouncing cancel culture. He's out promoting his new gig, and he's bringing, you know, he's been canceled 3 or 4 times, you know. Yeah. Over the last, so he's, you know, he's just straight up saying, you know, just all y'all just need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
that was his response. He told a little more about him leaving that hosting gig for the Oscars.
Yeah,
he said that they came to him and said that he needed to make an apology or they were going to find somebody else, and so he said, fine, I pass. I refuse to put that out there because once I do, that's always going to be out there. And,
right.
And, you know, the feelings on this, you know, he feels, and I do too, it's going to change over the next few years. And as it does, he didn't want to, you know, be looked back upon as someone who bent to it. Right. So, you know, I agree with him.
Okay.
Yeah. More power to him, I say.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he said. He's like, you're basically saying that no one is allowed to be human. No one's ever allowed to make a mistake or change or evolve or anything like that.
No, you're canceled. You're never going to be any better than you are now. Yeah. Yeah, and Jeff, watch the Jerry Lawler WWE. It's a lot of Andy Kaufman stuff in it.
Oh, yeah, the most wanted Jerry Lawler?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check that one out.
All right, anything else, y'all?
No, are we going back to 2 a week next week?
Oh, I like this. And we can do longer shows, too, if we want to, you know, talk about more stuff and plan a little bit more. But this is a good format. You know, we'll do this and then we'll have that the Radio Labyrinth Extra, which can be anything. You know, the interviews, you guys go out and interview people if you want. Set it up. Do whatever you like, man. This is fun. I really think that's cool. And I like the long show on the weekend. So, but, I mean, seriously, I like this. I hope you guys like it, too. And you know, that Wednesday show, you know, I really like to keep generating something, you know, even if it's just the two of us or two of you guys talking about something you really want to take a deep dive in, do it. Cause it's great. It's great stuff.
I'm working on Mr. In Between. So he told me to message him at the end of this week. So hopefully I'll get him.
Awesome. Awesome. And cool. I'm working on the guy. I had an interview scheduled with him, but you know, I had to postpone it because of my son, and I'm gonna get that back on. Did any of you guys watch that Bigfoot movie I sent you a link to?
Yeah,
no, I didn't watch that.
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to.
What do you think of it, Dustin?
It was interesting. I thought it was a cool angle.
It went down a road you had no idea it was going to go down.
Not at all. Yeah,
and they really did. It was one of the best jobs mocking Vice I've ever seen in my life. And
yeah.
And it was made by the Vice target audience. So anyway, I'm going to reset that up and get that interview done. So, but I mean, seriously, you guys are passionate about restaurants and food and cool things in town and beers and coffee and stuff. Let's talk to those people because it's a lot of fun. And I think our audience likes it. They even like the Vatos. I don't care what you guys better pay attention to the Vato. So I'm so glad to be back and look for a longer show next week. But thank you guys very much. And until that time, please remember to keep it
in.
All right, now we're going to thank all of our Radio Labyrinth Patreon producers right here live and then recorded. And then, you know, in a couple months, we'll do a new one. If you'd like to become a Radio Labyrinth Patreon supporter, you can just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. We have lots of different levels, lots of different rewards. But the producers, you come in at $25 and up and you get yourself a T-shirt and then you are an actual producer of the show. So you get credited every single week. And I want to start off with our general managers. Those are people who have been with us 4 years or longer. You guys feel free to jump in on that. We have Mr. Eric Malmstrom.
Oh, yes. He just won our big Barkville prize.
Oh yeah, what did he win?
$3,000 in recliners.
Pays to listen to Radio Labyrinth and also donate to Barkville. Keith Tate has been with us since October 2016, and so has Eric. Matt Carter has been with us since November of 2016, and Chad Shepard has been with us since October of 2017. That's pretty awesome. Thank you, guys. And Chad Shepard is the gentleman and scholar who had the Redbox troll made into a doll, and then he gave it to me, and I think. And I can't wait to scare my child with it. Okay. By the way, these are silly radio things that I came up with. Program directors, if you've been 2 to 3 years, I don't know what I'm going to thought. You got Sean Hall. He's a very awesome dude. He just made a big move. I'm not going to tell you where he moved to, but he just made a big move, and he's loving living in the suburbs, the country life. Mm. He's been with us since April of 2018. We also have Mike D, been with us since August of 2018, and John Sutherland, who is another awesome dude who had this really cool thing made for me. It's I drew Demented Don and the Donalds. Donald Trump is every member of KISS, and he had it put on plexiglass, and it's really cool.
Aww.
And I'm also going to put that in Gil's room in his crib so he can look at it. He's been with us since December of 2018. DJ Spit of the Hits for up to 2 years or less. We have Mr. Tim Slayton, who's been around since November of 2019. Brian Smith, who we just saw recently as well out in Conyers, him and him.
Chelsea Dubois.
That's right, Chelsea Dubois. Dubois. Thank you guys very much. Chris Chandler, who's been around since December of 2020. Todd Ellis, January of 2020. Roby Neely has been around since November of 2019. And you can catch Mr. Roby Neely on our show and sometimes on, he's going to be on a Mike TV or sometimes, cut that out. You can catch him on our show sometimes and he's on Mike TV. And our most recent, Marty Johnson, who came on board in May of 2021. So thank you very much, Marty Johnson. And I want to throw this out to our assistant producers, Emily Warren and Buck Monterey. Emily's been with us since May of 2018, and Buck Monterey been with us since December of 2017. Thank you all very much for being producers. Again, if you'd like to sign up, you don't have to be a producer. We have all sorts of levels and tiers. Go to
patreon.com/TimAndrews.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And now back to baby stuff.
Please hang up and try again.